Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we don't want no devils in the house.
Yes,
we want the Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Yes, Hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus
Christ
the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We don't want no
We on a ultralight beam, we on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream, this is a God dream. This is everything. This is everything. Deliver us serenity, deliver us peace, deliver us love, and we know we need it. You know we need it. You know we need it. Then when we need you now, pray for Paris. Pray for the parents. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream, this is everything, everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith, but I'm looking for more, somewhere I can feel safe, and in my holy war.
Why is the oppression not blessing? Why, oh, why'd you do me wrong? You persecute the weak because it makes you feel so strong. Don't have much strength to fight, so I look to the light. Don't make these wrongs turn right. Head up high, I look to the light. Hey, cause I know that you'll make everything alright. And I know that you'll take good care of your child. No longer am I afraid of the night, cause I look to the light.
If they come for you, I will shield your name. I will field their questions, I will feel your pain. No one can judge. They don't know. Put on the devil's neck to the drifted Pangea. I'm moving all my family from Chatham to Zambia. Treat the demons just like Pam. I mean, I fuck with your friends, but damn, Gina, I've been this way since Arthur was anteater. Now they wanna hit me with the woo-wop, bam. Trying to snap photos of family. My daughter look just like Sia, you can't see her. You can feel the lyrics of spirit coming in braille. Summon of the underground, come and follow the trail. I made Sunday candy, I'm never going to hell. I met Kanye West, I'm never going to fail. You tell us do a good-ass job with Chance 3. I hear you gotta sell it to snatch the Grammy. Let's make it so free and the bar so hard that it ain't one gosh darn part you can't tweet. This is my part, nobody else speak.
This is my part, nobody else speak. This little light of mine, glory be to God, yeah.
I'ma make sure that they go where they can't go. If they don't wanna ride, I'ma still give them raincoats. Know what God said when he made the first rainbow? Just notice at the end of fucking lane for the intro. I'm just having fun with it. You know that a nigga was lost. I laugh in my head cause I bet that my ex looking back like a pillar of salt. Cause they flipped the script on your ass like Wesley and Spike. You cannot mess with the light. Look at Luciano from 79. We on a ultralight beam. We on a ultralight beam. This is a God dream. This is a God dream. This is everything.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Everything.
I'm trying to keep my faith.
Yes,
but I'm looking for more. Somewhere I can feel safe. And in my holy
world. Father, this prayer is for everyone that feels they're not good enough. This prayer is for everybody that feels that they're too messed up. For everyone that feels they said I'm sorry too many times, You can never go too far when you can't come back home again. That's why I need...
Thank you all for tuning in to the BNZ Internet Talk Radio Show. We're so excited and happy to have you here tonight to be with us and our broadcast live stream. Just a few housekeeping chores before we get started and your gracious host comes online. Tonight you are in one of the best places that you could ever be, and for that you should just go ahead and give yourself a round of applause. Real quick, we'd like to give you a disclaimer. The show is not responsible for anything that is said on the show. There's your disclaimer. During the show, if you are vibing with us, you feeling what we're saying, and you would love to just give us a love token, where you're going to see at the bottom of the screen is going to say Cash App Tyron Joe, $ Tyron Joe, TYREN JO. Anything that you can give would be greatly appreciated. A one, a two, or a few. We greatly appreciate it. Also, if you would like to be a sponsor of the program, please go to our Instagram page at BZNZ Talk. At BZNZ Talk, our Instagram page. Also, you can go to our Facebook page at BZNZ Talk, at BZNZ Talk, and we will be glad to work with you. And also, a quick reminder, throughout the show, I want to let you know that the likes are free, the dislikes are free, the love button is free, the share button is free, and the subscribe button is free. Five things while you're viewing this broadcast, five things while you're learning and growing, five things that is for free, and we would love for you to partake in that during the program. Last but not least, once again, we want to thank you all for tuning in to our program, our broadcast, our live stream, because you are the ones that run the show. Thank you all. Peace. Be blessed.
We gon' talk about it, we gon' talk about it, we gon' talk about it. Situationships and relations, Tyron Joe the host, start the conversation. Too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn. BZNZ, BZNZ, Internet Talk Radio.
We don't talk about it.
Come on. Too much we gotta learn. Come on, we gotta do it again, baby. You already know how we do it.
You are now tuned into BZNZ Internet Talk Radio, where the relationship talk is the conversation that never sleeps and the payoff is never cheap.
You already know how it go. You already know how it go. Oh, man, these bots is back in town again. I see the bots is The bots are back here again. They gotta block them today. But we're gonna do it again. Hey, there we go. Talk about it, baby. Let's go.
We gon' talk about it, we gon' talk about it, we gon' talk about it. Situationships and relations, tyrant Joe the host, start the conversation. Too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn. BCNC, BCNC, internet talk radio. We gon' talk about it, we don't talk about it, we don't talk about it. Situationships and relations, tyrant Joe the host, start the conversation.
Too much we gotta learn. Too much we gotta learn. Stop all that playing. Come on, come on. Let's do that one more again. Let's do it one more again. Let's do it one more again.
We gon' talk about it, we gon' talk about it, we gon' talk about it. Situationships and relations, tyrant Joe the host, start the conversation. Too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn. BCNC, BCNC, internet talk radio. We gon' talk about it, we don't talk about it, we don't talk about it. Situationships and relations, tyrant Joe the host, start the conversation. Too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn, too much we gotta learn.
All right, all right. Oh, man. That sounds so pretty and beautiful. That sounds so pretty and beautiful. Bye, 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 bye. Well, we are here tonight. This is the first Thursday night in January 2022. And we like to give you the salute. And first give a round of applause that we made it. And we're so happy that we made it. Let's get a salute. We made it over to 2022. So now the question is, what you gonna do? Now that we are here, what are you going to do? It's time out for doing the same old, same old. We can't do the same old no more. You know, new me, new you, new body, new man. I got a new attitude, but as soon as February comes, you forgot all of that. Come on now. We're gonna keep it a buck tonight. I'm cutting some people off this year. I ain't with the pettiness. I ain't with the drama. But after so long, you get back into that that same repetitious mindset. You get back into that same repetitious state of being. And what does that do for you? Some people will go 2 or 3 months, will get all the way to March in the gym, working out, doing their thing. But after a while, they fall off. We got to have some type of stick-to-itiveness to keep us going. That's why tonight's topic is, why settle for Satan when we could, when we could have God at the table? That's tonight's topic. Too many times we know we can do good, but we choose the alternate path. Well, today, I know I'm supposed to watch my calories, but that cheesecake is looking good. Today, I know I'm supposed to go to the gym, but my flesh is weak. Today, I know I was supposed to write that speech. I know I was supposed to write that poem, but Insecure, the second season of Insecure, the second season of Power is on. So therefore, since that second season of Power is on, I'm going to go ahead and do what I always done. Fall off the wagon. What is it going to take to stay on that wagon? I know I done got into the topic already. Let me back up off this topic. We want to just prep your mind tonight. But again, we are thankful to be here in the new year, the new calendar year of 2022. And that we have great endeavors to do some great things tonight, and we just want to encourage you tonight to stay on it. Don't falter. Don't falter, don't fail. And keep steady, keep straight ahead and steady, and everything is going to be all right. We have some announcements real quick to make. Oh, man, and I don't have them on the board. I want to put these announcements on the board. So while I'm looking to grab these announcements, what I'm going to do is, as always, remind you to take. All right. We're not playing it over and over again. Excuse me. But what I want you to do is to remember that virus is out there. And to always remember to take your vitamins. Not only that, but to cover your bodies. Like, wear layers. I don't get it, though, but I see students, kids, even grown-ups in my line of duty wearing shorts and T-shirts in the type of weather that we're out here in. It's like negative something today. People had on shorts and T-shirts. I'm like, are you rebelling against the weather or something? I mean, or you just don't feel the cold. I'm like, if that's the case, like, man, I don't want to feel it either. But I know the way that wind was slapping up against me, I could feel everything that wind had to offer. Yeah, please keep that in mind. Also, take your vitamin C, your zinc. Take you some vitamin D3. A lot of your trace minerals, potassium. Get you some sodium. Believe it or not, sodium you need for the body. You need sodium. So I get those things and work out, walk, lift weights, run, and you should be all right, okay? So I'm going to just go on to say it. I'm not able to put it up on the board right now, but I will be, and that is next Thursday. Set your calendars next Thursday. God has answered our prayers. We've been looking for a pastor to come, and we're going to have Pastor Antoine Howard of the New Life Cathedral, New Life Holy Cathedral out of Vincennes, Indiana. He is going to be with us next Thursday. We're going to have a great conversation with the young brother. I remember him about 10 years ago. He, 10 years ago, was a pastor, another pastor, a buddy of mine. I came to visit in Vincennes, and the college campus, Vincennes University, had a gospel choir. I used to be a part of that as well, and they was having a party or something at his church. And I remember seeing Antoine Howard there, and then after that, somehow we added each other on Facebook, and I've been following this brother. He's been preaching, has his own church, ministry, and everything. So we're going to have him come with us. I mean, come be here in the studio. Well, not in the studio, but he's going to be on the stage with us next Thursday. So prepare yourself for that, 8 p.m. Eastern. Not going to want to miss it. All right. That does it for those announcements. Man, who is this we got over here? I don't know who that is. But all right. Thank you for tuning in. Glad you are tuning in. Appreciate it. Man, I hope these bots, man, I hope that virus or whatever is gone. Yep, there are them bots out there. Don't forget, what do you say? Don't forget the saggy pants. Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's people out there with them saggy pants, too, but I mean, I don't know how the saggy pants going to keep you from getting cold. Shorts, flip-flops, I've been saying that all week. And I'm about to look at my phone right now. It's a -8. You see that? -8. This weather ain't no game. But anyway, I don't want to belabor the moment. So we're going to go ahead and jump this back off again. It's something that I wanted to get to, something I wanted to talk about before we start our topic tonight. It's some things I want to talk about. Let me see. Let's roll this video first. Yeah, we start right in with the videos. We're not going to waste no time. What time is it? It is about, oh, I want everybody that's listening, I want you to listen. Because when the top of the hour comes, everybody's mic going to get muted. People getting removed, all of that, because we gotta keep the time moving and rolling. But let's go ahead real quick. Let me start with this. No. Let me start with this video right here. So this is just some things that need to be addressed. Let's pull this one up. I got some old videos that I want to watch tonight. We're going to talk about them. Let's see. Download. All right, there it is. Let's just see. We ain't going to watch the whole thing, but let's just see what's going on. Back at it again. Tyron Joe is here. The bots is acting up already. Ooh-wee. Let's try something else. All right. We're going to try something else, and I want to play that way. Yep. Let's play it this way then. Let's go here and play it. Good little video. up this way, share it that way. All right.
Work with.
Okay, all right. Sound like we got something going on here. All right. Let's go over here. I don't know why it's clowning over here. Man, my page just went on out on me. All right. Let's do this. Y'all can just hear the audio.
Greetings, everybody. Back at it again. Tyron Joe is here. I'm not going to be here too long. Matter of fact, let's go ahead and roll the clip.
I had a woman at work tell me, you make it hard for women like myself. Because I told her that I'm not going on no damn Applebee's date.
No,
if a man tell me we're going on a date, we're going to Applebee's,
he
going by himself because I'm not going.
I'm not no 2 for 20 chick.
I'm a 2 for 20 if...
If I'm buying it for myself.
No, I'm a 2 for 20 if we've been in this thing for some long, for a long time.
No,
you're not going to take you on a date.
You're not going to 2 for 20
if me, you and our first date would not be Applebee's.
Yeah, or second or third.
My friend just told a guy she didn't want Juicy Club.
And
that's
cool.
Okay.
Because
there are women who will take, like I told her.
Greetings, everybody.
Oh, now you want
back
to
at it again. Tyron Joe is here.
We're getting ready to get it. All right, here we go. Here we go. We back. All right, there we go. Let me take this off real quick. Let's try it this way.
All right, there we go. Let me take this off.
We're going to share it. Yep. Come on over here. Y'all should be able to hear better over here. All right, now.
Greetings, everybody. Back at it again. Tyron Joe is here. I'm not going to be here too long. Matter of fact, let's go ahead and roll the clip.
I had a woman at work tell me, you make it hard for women like myself. Because I told her that I'm not going on no damn Applebee's date.
No,
if a man tell me we're going on a date, we're going to Applebee's,
he
going by himself because I'm not going.
I'm not no 2 for 20 chick.
I'm a 2 for 20 if...
If I'm buying it for myself.
No, I'm a 2 for 20 if we've been in this thing for some long, for a long time.
No,
we're
going to learn. You're not going to
take you on a date.
You're not going to 2 for 20
if you and our first date would not be Applebee's.
Yeah, or second or third.
My friend just told a guy she didn't want Juicy Club.
And that's cool.
Okay.
Because there are women who will take, like I told her, I'm not making it hard for you because, first of all, you don't even date the same
circles.
We don't date the same men.
Yeah.
The men I date, that's not even going to come out of their mouth, like on the first, second, probably or third date. They're
but
not going to be like,
taking down, so that's the type of men that she's going to attract.
Okay.
Because that's fine. But she could date a guy a higher status if she didn't take down.
Hey,
and a guy's going to let
somebody got to date him, though. So she's going to do that.
But a guy's going to treat you how? Wow, I'm going to give you Ruth Chris when you like Applebee's.
Yeah.
And then we're going to always be at Applebee's.
Well,
always. Because they trying to set the tone and see what it is.
Oh, my God. Wow. Why would I give you Applebee's when you look like Walmart's deli? I'm not a 2 for 20 type chick. Ma'am, women, ladies, whatever the hell y'all want to be called. You all don't look like salad-eating type chicks.
You all don't look like y'all wash y'all ass type chicks. You all don't look like y'all are marriage material type chicks. You look like y'all not even dating material type chicks. You look like y'all not even can you be my girlfriend type chicks. You look like y'all not even can I let me grab that door for you type chicks. You look like y'all not even would you like some gum type chicks. You look like y'all not even can I say a prayer for you type chicks. But you want some Applebee's. I mean, but you don't want Applebee's. See, this is what I'm talking about, fellas. 2022. Here it is. We was trying to be off to a good start, but the trickery, capping is at an all-time high. Okay? These women right here is really, bad for the culture. Not only they, but the men. We got to bring the men to the forefront because obviously there's been some type of man that's come into these women's lives that have catered to their BS needs and now got their head so big till they demand stuff that we not even gonna say high value man. We gonna just say just the normal regular man ain't doing. Ma'am, you look like, okay, ladies, I keep saying ma'am. Ladies, y'all look like y'all eat from the corner store. Y'all look like y'all eat sharks, okay, you know what I mean? Y'all look like y'all eat day old food. Hell, you look like you probably eat cat food and dog food. So, miss me with the BS. Let's go to the comment section. We're going to get up out of here. Let's see. Let me share my screen. Let's see what was said in the comment section, because I'm quite sure the comment section, they was like these chicks up. They had to be. And I read some of the comments. They were. Let's read. Let us read. Okay, here we go. Over here to the corner. My man said, hold on. I ain't going to say nobody's name, but he's like, how you good for Applebee's and you ain't married? Okay, next comment. Some men and women just don't have that take type of money, eat where you can afford. Then y'all sitting up there trying to talk at the same time. What you saying here, the one in the middle say the men she date. Yeah, what else? I'll never forget the time I overheard these two women I used to work with talking, and this girl was clowning whoever this guy was that took her out to Applebee's. You would swear she was talking like the dude split dollar menu food with her, okay? Applebee's gave me food poison. I'd rather eat Wendy's, okay? Which one of them are married? None. Sounds like single women explaining they're single, fact. And these are the chicks who complain about first date locations, right? Actually, the gym should be the date. Come on now. Hell, the gym should be the date, the park, walking the park. These bees not even worth the Applebee's. Hell no. It's a preference. This is why it's important to ask what she likes. Let's skip that comment. It's important to ask what she likes to eat or things she likes to do before setting up a date. Here's the thing. We're gonna deal with that. Here's the thing. Since it's a preference, at the end of the day, even though it may be a preference, ma'am, sir, whoever, I'm willing to bet the same food at that fancy spot that she want to go to, they probably got their food at Applebee's. You know what I mean? Whether it's chicken, steak, beef, fish, whatever, they got that at Applebee's. Come on now, let's keep it moving. What else we got? And that's why they talking to each other, because ain't nobody hearing that. Stay single, ladies, absolutely. Buy that dog. Let's keep it moving. Shit stupid. I'm a whole female. Yo, who go to Applebee's? The fuck? How you mad about Applebee's when women have bought down the price of pussy to $40? That's when game got fucked up. Okay, let's keep it moving. There was a lot of clowning going on in this comment thread. It had me weak. They sound dumb, ASL, don't know what that means. Applebee's got steak and shit like any other place, just cheaper. Take these whores to Chuck E. Cheese. Take these whores to Chuck E. Cheese. WTL. Amazing. They got these high standards that look like boy. 4 for 4 Wendy's. All right, you get the point. You get the point there with the
so y'all get the point.
Comment section.
Y'all get the point. Man, yeah. That's I don't know. Oh yeah, I was on somebody's page and really I was going down my timeline and that's how I seen that. And I said, wow, this is really amazing. I mean, since when we get where we don't want Applebee's? Or just food in general. Let's bring the co-hosts in and see what they talking about. What up, y'all? Oh, I see you. Hold on. 1 second. Hold on. Hey, watch out that night. All right. I like that. I like you got to unmute yourself. You got to unmute.
I couldn't even unmute it.
Oh, okay.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
What's going on?
Oh,
hey,
man.
Hey, Johnny.
No much.
Hey, now.
What's up?
Nothing.
Not much.
What's your take?
What's my take? Okay, so this is my take. We all have a preference. However, we need to stop. We keep letting society build and define us. I'm going to tell you like this. A 2 for $20 doesn't bother me at all. Where I go and eat my food does not define who I am. So I can pretty much eat anywhere, but I will say this, the way I carry myself,
mm-hmm.
I'm always asked, where do I want to go? I'm not loud with my stuff. I don't say where I'm not going versus where I will go. That is not a conversation I'm having with the man before he takes me out on a date or whatever he does. I normally prefer for him to decide where we're going, but I always get asked, where do I want to go? My response is always, because I like steak, a good T-bone, well-done, nice eating steak, I always say, I have a taste for a steak, but you can get a steak anywhere. So the thing is, how are we carrying ourselves in front of these men that a 2 for $20 would even be in the field of a man saying, well, I'm going to take you to a 2 for $20. The thing is, how are we carrying ourselves for a man to feel like that we are Applebee's? We got to go back to how we're carrying ourselves in front of these men. And a lot of times, a man, I'm going to say, quote unquote, a man with that may value you is going to ask you where you would like to go. I'm not going to respond being all loud and obnoxious talking about, well, I don't want to go to no Applebee's. No, I'm just going to say, well, I would like to have a nice steak. So wherever you choose, it's fine with me. It's not that big of a deal. We letting food define who we are.
Mm-hmm.
A 2 for $20. When really, to be honest, we just took ourselves out to eat, and it's been a 2 for $20.
Come on.
So why are we putting all these expectations? Like, so, and I get it. I get it that you think within your mindset that because you say yes to a 2 for $20, he'll always take you to an Applebee's. No, it could be that he just don't want to pay a big price for a date that might not go well. Real talk. That's my take. We doing too much. That's my take.
All right, John.
Okay, so I'm going to give it to you from my point of perspective, right? So if there's a young lady who I want to take out, you know what I'm saying, impress her, if we're going out on a date or I'm taking her out to eat, obviously I'm interested in her. You know what I mean? Me personally, I would go big for the first date and say, hey, you know, you want to go to a Ruth Chris or a Benihana's or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I don't think there's nothing wrong with that. What is something wrong is for the lady to be expecting for that every time. You know what I'm saying? Whether she thinks you have a certain kind of amount of money or not. You know what I mean? And the way those ladies were talking, Applebee's, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? If that's your problem, then you don't need to be going out on that particular date. Ty just flashed reasonable across the screen.
That was an
accident. You know what I'm saying? And Applebee's is very reasonable. Steakhouse, very reasonable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you're expecting some upper echelon every time that you're going out on a date, you're being unrealistic. You know what I'm saying? That doesn't mean you're less than because you eat at a other than upper echelon restaurant. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, if it was me and it's the first date, I'm going to take you to a upper echelon restaurant. You know what I'm saying? If I have it. You know what I'm saying? So these women, I don't know if they was in their 20s or 30s or what, but you know what I mean? It's that mentality that they have that they feel like, well, if you're not taking me to, you know, Ruth Chris, you know what I'm saying, or Wing Chun or whatever, then don't even bother. And then those men need to know, okay, well, I need to not bother them. You know what I'm saying? You need to go, we're just going to have a meal. We're going to have a conversation. You know what I'm saying? What's the point? Like, what if I take you to an upper echelon restaurant and I don't have good conversation and you don't want to go on that date again? But I just spent all that money for nothing. Or if you don't have good conversation and you just wasted all that money for nothing. You know what I'm saying? So that's just, those are people who are unreasonable and materialistic. That's ratchet whole conversation I heard. So that's all I got on those chicks.
Yeah, see, that's why I had to talk about this tonight, because I'm like, man, come on. The new year just got in, and everybody's saying new me, new you, this, and that. And y'all saying this? Come on, we was just on this in 2021. What we doing? What we doing in 22? Come on, y'all. We gotta do something a little bit different in 22. But I see same mindset, same character is still here in 22. That's why we're going to talk about our topic tonight. Let me play this right here. This right here had me weak. Hold on, let me do this because I don't know. These computers acting crazy. It's crazy how, like, when it's time to do the show, the computer want to clown. I don't know. Got these bots and everybody coming up, popping up. It's going to be all right, though. Check this one out. Let me see. Check out this one. Oh, hold on. Let me share the video. Oh, and while I'm doing this, I see people in the phone queue over here on the radio side of the game. If you like to comment, just hit that number one to let me know that you want to come in. If not, I probably won't bring you in if I don't see you hit that number one. Let me share this screen. Because we're going to talk about this whole sex thing, because this was on my mind tonight, too, to talk about this whole sex thing. And let me say this. Shout out to my boy, King Dwayne, okay? Scrutinize this. He did a whole series on Angela Yee. I don't even want to say the name of her podcast. We ain't giving her that much credit, but that much shine. But she got a podcast, and she had some ladies on talking about sex. And just check this out real quick. Just check this out.
Look, y'all gonna have to have a practice either.
Nah, you ain't gonna have to have no practice either. You just don't know what you want. None of y'all ever know what you want. You just do a bunch of talking. So Angela Yee had a nerve to tell her, because she's a gossiper like a mug. She loves all this extracurricular stuff. So tell us, give us a lesson right now how to give you head. And we going, y'all look at her. She had a flashback right there. Y'all going to need to have a practice either coming here right now. So just in front of everybody, they need to just bust you down. I'm sure she'll do it too, because there's porn going on her head right now, and she drunk as ever. She already living a fantasy.
Things to do. You know what I'm saying? Pissing me off. Like, tell us some instructions.
Damn, man.
Look, y'all gonna have to have a practice eater in this one.
Is anybody? Okay.
Can we get a location?
Don't nobody want y'all scallywags. That's why y'all all single and talking trash.
Hell, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Right there, I got a nigga face, really. You know what I'm saying? Cause I don't really even got time to play with nobody. I don't like, even know up, my left and right. Yeah, I don't know my left and right when I'm getting hit.
Hold on, I gotta pause that.
I'm sure you don't know your left and right now.
Hold on, I gotta pause that. My daggone self. Do y'all hear that? She said she would guide a nigga's face. Continue.
Nigga, what you got in that cup? Talk about you a guide a nigga head. Now, half of y'all be trying to suffocate a nigga. That's why y'all talking about riding their face and everything. Yo, dangerous to get murder. Because you're imagining that his tongue is a dick. Everything that goes in you, you would want it and would like it to be a dick. The reason for your finger popping, that's the reason for the cucumbers, that's the reason for your vibrators, dildos, and every other thing you stick up in your behind, let alone his tongue. That's why y'all start riding their face, because y'all want to be able to imagine you riding dick, but it's really his tongue. His tongue is going to do some different things. And his tongue, it ain't predicated off it being hard or limp or this, that, other. That tongue will keep going as long as he energized to do it. So that's why y'all want to ride faces and everything else, because you care so much about your narcissistic desires. And like I say, the bedroom's undefiled when you're married. Scriptures say it's better to marry than to burn. That's not talking about it's better to marry than to burn in hell. No, it's better to marry than for your loins to be burning, because when your loins are burning late, 12 at night, midnight, wee hours of the night, you tossing and turning in your bed, you're liable to do things that are fornication-based, pornography, masturbating and sticking everything up your behind. Those are all examples of fornication. Mm. But I'm sure a lot of you don't know that. So by the time you're actually touching all these Negroes, well, the scripture says it's better to just find you a mate so that when you have these desires, you can learn with each other. Every time you touch each other can be an experience to get the things that you so-called want. That's how it can be undefiled. And that's how you keep from slipping into scallywag foolishness, because you're so adamant and focused on bussing or getting somebody up inside of you. And a lot of these broads, by the time they get a Negro to even touch them, it's going to always be a one-night stand. So they make sure they all prepared, and they make sure they all shaved down there and everything else. They literally have to set things up and prepare for it, because I don't know when this gonna come up for me again. So they're just like that kid when I was younger. I can remember being on punishment or friends being on punishment. And when we finally were able to get outside, man, we were trying to do everything in one heap because we didn't know when we might be on punishment again. I'd have been on punishment a month, ain't been outside with my friends. Man, I need to live it up like it ain't no tomorrow. And a lot of these scallywags, they actually get some real dick. They don't know how to act. Because they don't know how soon it'll be before they get some more. Mm. But yet you got so much trash to be talking out your mouth. Big lips in front of your face.
Uh-oh.
Big, wide mouth, lips in between your thighs.
Ooh.
That's usually what the case is. Big Uh-oh. Mouth in both places. Can't stop talking, can't stop opening your mouth. You need something to plug it up, both holes.
Ooh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Did he just snap off? Here's the thing. I played that because I noticed the other day some people got bent out of shape over a post that I posted as far as my red flags. I'm back doing my red flag post. And some people got really in their feelings because I said, if he can't please me sexually, then he's not the one for me. Quite shallow of a statement, but I've heard so many people and these women that King Dwayne had on that he was scrutinizing, they was pretty much saying that. And I'm like, man, that is really shallow of a statement to say. Like, why would you do such a thing? Why would you say such a thing? And I had the red flags, and then up under them I put, or you just ran through. See, the whole point is that this is 2022, and the thing is that you really need to be careful when you have sex. You really need to understand what sex is all about, and you really need to take sex serious. Understand, was sex meant to have multiple different partners? Was sex meant to cheat on your spouse with? Was sex meant to create to participate in adultery? What was sex really for? This for the men and the women. Days of I'm about to bust it down and all that, that's over with. We out there trying to live and survive. If we're trying to create create, you know, something special and spectacular, we got to be serious about the main thing that we hold value, or that should be held value. Come on now. You open up your legs and you give that woman, you know, that intimate part of you. You open up your legs and you give that man an intimate part of you. You need to know exactly what you are doing. That's the problem. People don't know. People, you know, well, I want to feel good. I don't care. If he didn't make me come here, if I don't feel good, then, you know, we ain't doing it no more. It is people that has divorced each other because of an orgasm. Everything else in the relationship going well. Rent being paid, car note being paid. You got the Roku, you got the internet, cable, all that. You got a freezer full of food. You got a dog running through the house. You got all that. But you're not having the orgasm that you desire. And you're not communicating like you should. So therefore, I want a divorce. What kind of world is this that we're living in where we can just easily do that? Just throw everything else down the drain because of something that you deem is the utmost important. So now the question must come, when you get to that age, to that point in your life where you might be 60, 70s, 80s, where you can't really have sex like you used to anyway, then does that mean you threw everything down the drain years ago because of an orgasm? Come on, man. We really got to use our mind, man. Like we really got to use our mind and think. Is everything I'm throwing away, is it worth it because of an orgasm? Let's say that, all right, after you got your divorce, you got all that, and you get you a man or a woman that can really please you. Or the next man or woman that you get, they still can't please you. And they ain't got no Roku. They ain't got no internet. They ain't paid no light bill. Hell, they damn near ain't paid the water bill. Y'all not living in that mansion that you was in before. You now in a, you know, two-bedroom house when you had a five-bedroom. You down to one car. You ain't got two cars no more. So now what? That's what I'm talking about. We really got to take this sex thing serious. Okay, then let's get on the ran through. Let's get on the ran through. As a matter of fact, I'm gonna do another video. I'm gonna do another video before I hear from John and Kiki, because I need to play. Hold on, I need to play. It was something that Dwayne had. He was scrutinizing on his last installment that I think is really important that everybody pay attention to. It is very important that everybody pay attention to this, because I mean it speaks volumes, and you get to listen. Because the thing is that if, like, even as far as masturbation, let's talk about masturbation real quick. As far as masturbation, you know, always playing with yourself, you know what I'm saying? That too has a negative repercussion when you do finally get your woman that you're going to have sex with, or when you do finally get your man that you're going to have sex with. You know why? Because you are desensitizing your body from a man's touch or from a woman's touch. Come on, tell me I'm lying. You are desensitizing your body. You know, some ladies, they want to get the toys. You know, roses are in bloom. They want to get the rabbit, the rabbit 3000. Where now you don't even need like regular batteries. You can go get the charger. You know what I'm saying? Kind of like, you know how you charge your phone on the nightstand. You can now just charge. You can charge your vibrator on the nightstand. You know, you can sit next to your phone and charge it. You know what I'm saying? You can get you some alcohol swabs, wipe it down just so, you know, just so it won't stink a little bit. Because I'm quite sure if you're not washing that vibrator, that dildo with soap and water, your room is going to be. Cool, we in there. We in the game. All right, go ahead, John.
It's the Angela Yee turned 46, January 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's like she should know better. She laughing and giggling with them. That he was so thirsty that he was eager, you know what I'm saying, and he was selfish, or he would have stayed where he was at because he was unselfish. Like, what are you mad for?
But how, like, is it thirsty, though? How is it thirsty when they both are doing the intimate sexual act?
Because she felt like he should have kept doing what he was doing until she, you know what I'm saying, boom.
The thing is, and I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead, John.
No, I was saying she felt like he should have kept doing what he was doing until she had her, you know what I'm saying, orgasm or whatever, and then he should have went to the next step. But everybody don't work like that, and that's what you're going to get when you're doing a one-night stand. So
I mean, like, I got a question for the young lady. Like, which way would she rather come, through his tongue or through his penis? Most women, they like the penis. So, I mean, he was trying to give her one.
I'm with John on this one, and I say, and I would like to ask the question myself, but I tell you one thing about this. This is just a selfish situation. And the reason why I say that is because she did say, I was about to come, but he got thirsty.
Yeah.
So the thing is, he was already doing the extra. He was eating. He was already doing that. Now, I'm like, John, I don't think she wanted him to stop eating. I think she wanted him to keep eating and then maybe move to that, or maybe not move to that at all. But the thing is this, that's when you become, I get that is you want to be pleased. I get that you want to be pleased. However, there's a way to maneuver or move your body to where, like, I don't understand, like, and I want to say this about Angela Yee. When Angela
Real
Yee,
quick, I got to cut in real quick. Y'all know we are past the top of the hour. So if I start muting, don't get upset. Keep going.
Oh, I won't get upset. But the thing is this, Angela Yee has that personality. Angela Yee is not going to set an atmosphere of telling a woman or sitting there, like, had I been sitting there having a conversation with the woman, I would have been like, okay, so I need you to help me understand this, sweetheart. I need you to explain to me, you said he was thirsty. You was about to come. You said he was thirsty. So did you want him to just keep eating? That was a good question to ask and not laugh about it. I feel like we accept a whole lot of things, and we could change a whole lot of atmospheres and people's mindsets if we just, and it's the way you do it, though. It's the way you talk. It's a free base. Like, let's talk. I need you to explain to me.
I call BS. I call BS,
Kiki. If it was me, this is how I would have played it. If I wanted more there, then I kind of would have, I would have moved my body in a certain type of way. I just feel like we have a whole lot of conversations about things, and we don't, if we see that a person is a certain type of way, yeah, I need you to help me understand.
I'm about to help you, because I call BS. Ladies in the chat, if there's any women in the chat, please answer this, because, okay, ladies in the chat, if a man is eating and he whip out the meat and die and give you the meat, I mean, ain't that much better? I mean, I'm just saying, in my experience, I know what has happened when that situation came up, and then boom, you give them the meat. They have an even better orgasm.
Is this the same conversation when the woman was talking about he was small? Or this is a difference?
No, that woman wasn't saying that about no man being small. She's either.
Okay, I don't know. I didn't view the whole.
Yeah, I didn't watch the whole show either. I didn't watch that. Dwayne only had bits and pieces of it. Yeah.
I agree with Keisha said. If she had been in the room, there could have a question that she could have asked, where somebody could have learned something,
yes,
instead of them just doing a whole bunch of bashes,
yes,
and nobody learns nothing.
Right, because I know the whole thing is this: ain't no use to bashing a man. You was. You felt good enough to lay down with him. So ain't no
right.
use to bashing him. That's crazy.
It wasn't no accountability in that room. That's why I believe Dwayne was doing the same, because it just went no accountability off into the room. But let me go to the phone lines. Let me go to the phone lines, because, yeah, we way past the top of the hour. All right, let's see who we got. Let's see, who is this? 317-726. We're going to have to keep it a little bit quick, so you get about 1 minute. 317, I know you calling from Indianapolis. Go ahead. What's your name? All right, 317-726. I ain't going to say all your numbers. I'm just going to say 317-726.
This is Natalie.
I
want
to turn it down. Who is it?
Natalie,
okay. How you doing, Natalie? Welcome
how
to the show.
How you doing, Natalie?
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Now, that situation and everything, care so much about getting things, just give me the natural stick here. I'll be fine.
Wait, repeat that one more time. You said that situation, you don't care about what? Go ahead again.
That situation right there was just, like, way out of pocket. She cared about herself, about getting pleased. But if I was in that situation, I wouldn't worry about getting face. I'd rather if he pulls out the natural stick, yeah, I'd be satisfied with that.
Okay, you know what? That's what I was trying to say too, Natalie. Is that, I mean, I'm just saying like okay, I understand. A lot of women they like to eat them, but he already know you at that breakthrough. You know what I'm saying? You at your breakthrough. He's getting ready to carry you. It's like you know, when a woman get married to a man, he pick up and carry over the threshold. So right there at that moment when she's having that breakthrough, he's whipping out the meat because he's getting ready to pick up and carry over the threshold. So, and most women enjoy that. That's why I was having a hard time trying to figure out why she calls this dude thirsty.
With it.
Say that again.
I said, that's cool with me. If you pull it out and everything's cool with me, because the natural stick is always better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you, Natalie, for your call. I appreciate it. I remember you told me that you was going to call in and say something. I appreciate you getting over your fear and calling in tonight. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Natalie.
Crying and stuff like that, but it's all cool.
Okay. I appreciate it. We got 765. I think that's D. Go ahead, D.
And you know who this is, boss man. Hey, what's up, big guy? Kiki,
you
stop looking so fine like that. I got the 3D button working and you just blowing it up. Hey, but listen.
Hey, Mr. D.
those girls, those girls, they, to me, they appear to be, you know, grade school girls. Because there are some school girls that ride the bus that can hold a better conversation than those women did. Now, if the man has taken her to the point of ecstasy and she didn't want him to fulfill with the natural thing, she has a problem. Now, see, what she's actually saying, and she made the point that she had to, she should not have to tell him how to operate her body. Every woman is different. Every woman has their own sensitive spot that you got to hit to make them go to the moon and back. So if she felt like she didn't like what the dude was doing, she never should have invited the dude to the house, let alone lay down with the guy. I would put her on the blacklist. I mean, there's no way possible I would ever entertain her again, because she's already letting everybody know either she got more malice than she claimed, or either, you know, there's nothing there to hold the train in the house, if you understand where I'm coming from. Hey, man, pretty good show. I'm listening.
I appreciate it, D. Look, read the screen, D. We got your girl Ebony in the building, one of the coworkers. One of my coworkers. Let me give her a shout out real quick, man. We're gonna give everybody that's in the chat.
Now you know, Ebony, that's right, to make me come to the phone now. You know.
Call in, Eb. Put these women on notice. Put these women on the Angela Yee show. Put them on your notice. But shout out to Ebony. Shout out to Dwayne. Shout out to D. All in the chat room. Shout out to John and Kiki holding it down on stage. Shout out to Natalie and D in the phone queue. All right. So let's do this then real quick. I don't even know if we're gonna get to our topic, but shoot, I'm hot on this sex thing, because I think it's something that really needs to be addressed. I mean, for real, I think we have really perverted. We have really perverted what sex is all about. Now, as far as Kiki said, I agree. It should not be a problem to sit and talk about sex, but when you're going into your personal business, your personal details, and shaming one another. Yeah, we're going to get on this shaming word, too. Shaming one another, that might be a situation. People say that I was shaming because I said you've been ran through. Funny thing is they... when you use that word regarding a man, that's okay. But if you use that word regarding a woman, that's a problem. So who is the hypocrite in the situation? That's what I'm saying. We got to get up out of that. We got to get up out of this hypocritical stuff and just call a spade what it is. Bottom line is, hey, when it comes down to sex, it's really not that good to be having all these partners. I mean, hey, I'm a man. I love sex, but... got to call it what it is, especially if you're trying to build something. What is having a whole bunch of partners? What is that really going to do?
Okay, well,
go ahead, John.
I have to get them in a minute. I'm on here. You got to wait.
You know, with the double standard, like you said, you know, at a young age, you know, we're told to, you know, go out and sow our royal oats and all this other stuff, and you know what I'm saying? It's been put through our minds and through the music we listen to, the shows we watch, you know what I'm saying? It's been put through our minds, you know, from a young age. So we get out there in the adult world in our 20s, still not knowing the world. That's what a lot of us are searching for. I remember being overseas at a young age. And we stopped in this place. I can't forget what country it was, but it was a known place where you could get prostitutes. So the guys, we had been on ship for a couple months, and so the guys were eager. So I said, yeah, we're going down to such and such. And they flew out there at night, and they were just picking out whatever prostitutes they wanted. So let me get you, 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 and you. And a lot of them came back with STDs.
Oh.
I was like, it's not worth it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
To the point where you had the medic guy cussing out the formation, telling we got a whole bowl full of condoms down there. You need to use them. Whoop-de-whoop. It ain't that serious. I'm in another country. I don't know their culture. I don't know their nothing of that. I'll be cool. I can, you know, I stayed on ship and played basketball until we left that part. It was worth not catching something. You know what I mean? But that's pumped into our brain. You know what I mean? And even when you're at a young age, like you say earlier, Ty, you get this great sex. And then your mind, that's what the relationship was built on. You might not have no money. You might not have a good place to live. You know what I'm saying? And then when you get that, and you might have somebody with a sex that's not that great, instead of communicating with that person, guiding that person, and making that situation what you want it to be, that person jumps ship. And then they realize the grass ain't greener on the other side.
Mm. Keep in mind real quick, ladies and gentlemen, real quick. Keep in mind, next Thursday, January 13th, we will have visiting with us Pastor Antoine Howard of New Life Holy Cathedral. We're going to have that conversation. Not just should the church teach sex education, but we're just going to wrap. We're going to chop it up. Pastor Antoine Howard, been knowing him for about over, jeez. I met him, 2010, so about close to, 12 years now. I've been knowing Pastor Howard, so can't wait to have that discussion. Hopefully get some more pastors on here. I think the subject topic is going to be titled. It's going to be a series we're going to do. It's going to be a talk titled Conversation with a Clergyman. And we're going to have a great time. So, yeah, shout out to Pastor Antoine Howard of New Life Holy Cathedral. I know I said we were supposed to have been doing some teaching next week, but there will be some teaching going on next week. So, yeah. Pastor Antoine Howard. All right. Who we got in the building now? Oh, I know what I want. I got a question. We're gonna let it all out. I want your thoughts on this. If you need child support to pay your bills, you don't need custody. We just want everybody's opinion real quick.
If you need child support to pay your bills, you'll need custody. That sounds, I don't know. I'm going to let Kiki go first on that one.
For me, I disagree. And I wholeheartedly disagree, and that's respectfully. To tell a single parent that if you need child support to pay your bills, first of all, you got to understand what bills are we talking about? We're talking about light bill, rent, what is that? Water, sewage, trash. Yeah, I think you need child support. Child support is actually for the child, but if the child is there staying with you and really for me, I think it depends on your income. What type of job are you working? Are you working a job that's actually beneficial to your bills? And the reason why I say that custody, that's a little bit deep. Just because if you was a single parent and saying that you need finances to pay your bills, who don't need finances to pay their bills? You don't need custody, that's a little bit deep, because a lot of people who are out here trying to make and pay their bills and doing all of this and doing it alone, you don't need child support. You don't need custody. That's a little bit deep, because my bills have nothing to do with me being a mom or a father being a father. That's a little bit deep. You know, ignorance is on the rise. I'm going to leave it there.
I was going to say this, that, yeah, that custody, I said, that went a little too far. But on the other hand, I was saying that I do understand the sentiments of that statement, because I believe they, like, the way the whole child support system is set up anyway, sometimes, I know men told me, sometimes the child support, you know, don't get processed during certain times of the year. It don't get processed on time, which would cause a person to be late or behind on their bills because, like, what we just did, we just had holiday season, which is why I would say that it would be a good idea to have some type of other source of income coming in, so when that child support get behind, you can be able to pay the bills. Now, I mean, that whole custody thing, now, don't take nobody's kids away from them. I ain't with that. Only way I say take their kids from them if they, you know, are harming the kids. But other than that, no, I ain't with that taking their kids from them. But, you know, maybe have some other type of supplemental income.
You can have income coming in and still living life paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, I mean, but a little.
And I'm going to put it to you this way. It also depends on how many children you have as well.
Right.
You got to
take
everything in consideration. Don't just talk it like from the side of your mouth. Know what you're talking about when you start bringing stuff up and making memes and stuff like
about the situation.
Because you really have to take in consideration. You have to take in consideration how many children is in the home. How much is the single parent making? Are they receiving any other income besides what they are receiving? And then you go that way. But to say that they should lose custody if they need child support to pay their bills, that's just a little bit much.
That's a stretch. Yeah, that's a stretch.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to say custody needs to be where the loving parent is. You know what I'm saying? If you're keeping custody just so that other person won't have it, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Certain, I don't know about women, but certain men are built a certain way. You know what I mean? I was blessed enough to have my kids with me from the time that they were small. I should have sought out child support, but I never did. You know what I mean? Because I didn't care about it. I cared about raising my kids and making sure they turned out to be good people. That's all I cared about. Extra income, I'll go out and get it. You know what I mean? Whether I had to work two jobs or what. So that never, I don't know. I had a family member of mine, once he was separated and his children had to move to another place, he actually went to that place and was like sleeping on the streets. You know what I mean? Go wash up, change clothes, go see him like, hey, you know what's going on? I just got off work or whatever. They didn't know what was going on. I didn't even know. I was like, dude, why didn't you call? I would have sent you some money. I would have sent you anything. You know what I mean? And it was just his thing he was going through. He wanted to make sure that his children knew that he was there. I don't know how long he did that for, but it was very noble in my eyes that, you know what I mean, if he could have had them with him, he would have. You know what I mean? I think the whole system is flawed.
Most definitely.
You know, to a state where it was flawed from the jump, you know what I mean, to separate the family. But it's definitely needed when you have, whether it be the mother or the father that's not around, and those children do need that support. You know what I mean? And not necessarily, like Kiki said, for them, but if for them is keeping the lights on, that's part of taking care of them.
Most definitely.
If paying the hot water, that's part of taking care of them. So all of that goes into that. So if you have to pay those bills with that, you know what I mean, then where's the other money for stuff like clothes and things like that? That's why when these guys go into these courtrooms and they say, oh, Your Honor, I got receipts for where I paid for this school clothes and all. And they say, sir, that's called a gift. You gave that willingly because that's for your children. You gave that. That doesn't add up as child support. You can bring as many receipts as you want. How much money did you pay for your child support? Best believe that stuff that you give is needed, but you still have, they still need lights, they still need water. This is why you have to pay this. So, you know, it's just, it's a sticky situation, you know what I mean?
I will say this really quick, Tyron, and that is, the reason why I disagree is because bills are necessities. That's a necessity. Right. That's a need. When you're talking about kids wanting toys and PS5s and all this kind of stuff, that's extra. But when it comes to them living day to day, having heat, water, being able to stay out of the shelter, being able to live from day to day, have some work, have a bed to sleep in, all that kind of stuff. Listen, that's necessity. That is what child support right. should be for.
But what about the supplement though? What about like supplemental income when that child, because you know the government be sometimes taking all day to send a check, you know what I'm saying, just some supplements, so you know, wait, even if that check ain't came in the mail yet, I could still get these bills paid. That was my point.
Right, and I agree that you should always have a backup plan, yeah. But I will say this. Some families don't have that. Right. And what I mean by you have, and this is why I say it's very important to know what you're talking about when you're talking. Because you don't know. There's parents out here that's raising 6 and 7 kids on their own.
They can't even go to work.
Now where can the mother, if the mother has a 2-year-old,
right,
a 4-year-old, a 7-year-old, a 14-year-old, and see what we have to realize is that when you start having kids and having and building families, you didn't plan to be single after you build a family. You built a family because you just knew the relationship would make it through, and y'all would make it. It's not so take that. You got, when you sit down and you talk about things and you write memos, come with knowledge. Come with a little bit of compassion. Come with a situation in your mind saying, well, it could have went this way and it wasn't supposed to go that way. It could have went this way and it wasn't supposed to go that way. At the end of the day, a single parent, whether mother or father, there is a responsibility for that parent. But the other parent also has a responsibility.
Facts. Mm-hmm.
So if I need child support to pay this light bill that's about to be turned off, and the light bill is like 300 and something because you got kids that's coming in, turning on and off lights and all that, and you working a second job and you can't be there all the time, listen, stop with the bull. If you want to talk, please call me. I'm a single mom. Call me and I'll get you right. But don't just come out talking about no custody, because there's some good parents out here that are trying, that are willing, that have not taken the parent down for child support, that's trying to do it on their own, and situations happen.
Yeah.
And these single parents are trying to get through without taking the person downtown, and that's what you should do. Yeah.
Right.
I said it.
I was gonna say this. If you just tuning in, we just speaking on this right here, and we spoke on a few different other topics too tonight. We're gonna recap them all. Right now, we're talking about if you need child support. Somebody, who is this? Sirakis? That probably an alias name. That may not even be that person's name.
First of all, why did your mama name you Sirakis?
Sirakis or whatever your name is, Wilson. She wrote this, if you need child support to pay your bills, you don't need custody. That could be a dude that wrote that. We don't even know who wrote that. that's how they do on Facebook. That's how trolls do. Trolls do that on Facebook. But look though, the numbers didn't get bigger, though. I bet the numbers didn't get bigger. It say right at 18.6 thousand comments, 92.6 thousand shares. This was a huge post. So that could be a you know, alias troll that made that. And earlier, before that, we was doing reaction videos to my boy King Dwayne. He's going to come on the stage in a minute. King Dwayne was talking about, as far as sex, you know, about, you know, the whole enjoyment of sex, the reason of sex, you know, why, you know what I'm saying, why we even have sex. Honestly, I'm going to say this. Yes, we sex should be enjoyable. It should be enjoyable. But at the end of the day, sex is for the, you know, the reproducing of children, you know, having children. So, you know, ladies, if you talking about you ovulating, baby, that might not be a good time to be for the enjoyment. You got to hurry up and get that seed from your husband. Notice I said husband. Get that seed from your husband real quick. And you may not be able to take it all in at that time, but at least you got that seed. And then next when you go to that fertility doctor, or next when you get ready, you know, next when it's that time of the month, you be like, hey, I didn't call. Like, hey, we got a baby coming in. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about. And then we did a video. I had to do that one. One reaction video that I made concerning women, these ladies that was on here talking about they not 2 for 20 type chicks. Here's the thing. Let me say this real quick, and I'm going to bring Dwayne in. Okay. People may think it's bashing, but seriously, the people that's watching and listening, if you heard men, if you seen a man make videos talking about they ain't doing this with no chick, they ain't eating no Applebee's with a chick, please send that to me so I can look at it. But I ain't never seen no man make no video about that. I ain't never seen men, I've seen men sit and talk about sex with women like Kiki said, but at the end of the day, I don't really know too many men that said they divorced their wife because she wasn't good in bed. I just don't know that. If anybody do, please send that to me and we'll talk about it. I just don't. Like, send that to me. So I don't want people to say, oh, you just own the women all the time. Like, I don't really know of any situations. Bring the situation to me and we can be an equal opportunity. So we're going to talk about the situation. Let me bring Dwayne in. I hope everybody can stay on the stage. But, you know, the way this internet acts, that's crazy. I'm plugged into the wall. I'm plugged into the wall, but the internet want to act crazy tonight. This is crazy. But what's going on, bro?
We can't hear you.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, we can't hear you.
There you go.
All right, I can hear you now.
What you think about that 2 for 20?
I'm down to it, man. Like I told Ty earlier. Y'all hear me now, right?
Yeah, I get you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like I told Ty earlier, man, it just comes down to entitlement. You know, people work hard. And it just goes to what Kiki was just saying just a second ago, even on the child support thing. You don't know everybody's situation. You know, people out here really having it hard. Life is tough, man. Life is tough. And God blessed us to have people to brush shoulders with so that we can share this tough life so that it can be easy, man. And going to what Big John said earlier about music and stuff and just social media, period. And now what is people think it's something new, but the metaverse has always been here in so many different ways. You can go all the way back to Alice in Wonderland. The metaverse has always been here because it's a dynamic of faith. It's the dynamic of him to present an alternate universe. That goes even to what Ty was just talking about earlier in the videos, just about masturbation and different things like that. That's a portal to fornication. Most people, that might rub people the wrong way, but that's a portal to fornication. Masturbation is fornication. It's in the scriptures. So when it comes down to it, man, it's just like when we get on minuscule stuff and you listening to women talk detailed about ideal dates, had women mouth on the ground because they tried, oh, what do you think of an ideal date? And they go this all extravagant Disneyland fantasy, this, that, other. And by the time they're done, I say, my ideal date will be a walk in the park so I can figure out what's going on in your head. That's what my ideal date is. The other stuff she would have to earn, just like I would have to earn time. Time is the one thing we can't get back. We lose it, we can't get it back. We can work toward a lot of things, other things that we lose, but we're not getting time back. So when you think about what you want and what you ultimately desire, it's about getting there without the shenanigans. And so why would I want to go through a bunch of hoops, turns, and this, that, the other if I'm really seeking for a partner for life? Once you dig down and you scrutinize everything, you find out, dating is quote unquote trash to most because they're playing games out here. So you get what you purchase. You get what you put out there. So by the time you get now we come back to the last thing you guys put up about the child support thing. Regardless if it was a bot, if it was Tom, Dick, and Harry, whoever posted it, great topic.
still something great to scrutinize. Because at the end of the day, most people that have gotten to that point is because they didn't do dating right. It's because they were people that were ultimately complaining about, I didn't bust, 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 and all this other stuff. Because child support is for the children. That's what they sold you. How I know it's facts is that if you line up 10 men, $1,000 a year making guy, child support ain't about to be the same for everybody, but if it was for the children, it don't take billions of dollars to buy Pampers. I don't care how many people in the room with whatever money. It's going to be the same for everybody to get them diapers. But it changes. Why? Because on your check, whether you billion all the way down to $20,000 a year, it attacks because your birth certificate and your Social Security card are officially make you a bond. You're a bond, and they estimate how much they're going to get out of your life the second that birth certificate is signed and that bond is made official. So now they have already made they have made all the plans, whether you made plans for your family or not, like Kiki was talking about. So here's the plan. That together, in case they don't stay together, we're going to impose this thing called child support, because when a man goes to work and a woman goes to work, they're automatically going to be taxed, right? Because they work. So you see tax deduction, you see FICA, you see all this different stuff. Well, can the children tax themselves? Nope, but their heads in the house, right? So who's going to be obligated for that? Whoever signed the birth certificate, whoever signed the bond, because that's what it really is. So they bamboozled you. They've used terminology to bamboozle you. And for decades, women, oh, this is for the children. This is for, and they have, monumental arguments about this stuff. Relationships don't last. They don't go nowhere. And you don't even really know what you're talking about, because they have planned for you in the event that you ain't planned for yourself. Really, the fact that you are a birth certificate, they can take any child out of your house right now if they wanted to. They could trump up something and call it truancy because you wasn't sending it. You decided, I'm not sending my kid to a school no more. They can decide to take your child. Try them. Try to be one who bucked out your chest and say, yeah, never take my child. Not really a child, because you signed something called a birth certificate. And if you do the research, you'll find out what I'm saying is all way facts. So these are the things that we have to be planning for, but we got to be whole first. You see, when somebody puts a pizza in the oven, it's together. Now when he pulls it out done, he automatically does what? Slices it into 8 pies. He slices one pie into 8 slices. But so what that tells you is that something has to be together for it to be separated. All the things that people are blaming this world for and different things like that, we have to be together to be separated. We ain't never been together. And that's the issue for the black man, the so-called black. I'm going to talk about him because that's what we are. The so-called black man has got to plan for his family. And if you're talking about check to check and what you can't afford and all this different stuff, that's your fault, because you didn't plan for your children. If you ain't got the money, if you can't afford them.
Uh-oh. Did he go out? Oh, all right. I guess he went out. Well, let me go on to the phone line real quick. Oh, I guess he went out. Let me go to the phone line real quick. D said he was in the phone queue. Let's bring him back in.
Okay, boss.
Go ahead,
Mr.
King.
Yeah, boss man. I was trying to hold myself down. I was trying to listen and not get involved in it. But so when you talk about the children, first of all, and you talk about sex, let's understand where sex originally came from. A lot of people like to get upset when I say this, but when I say this, it's confirmed by what they call the King James Version.
Mm-hmm.
Sex was introduced by the devil and bestiality with Eve in the garden. Because if you notice, as long as Adam and Eve was running around and she didn't bother that tree, there was no sex, there was no kids. But as soon as the devil got involved and introduced Eve to bestiality, then that's when God said, you guys are going to make kids. Now, don't take my word for it. Go to the book of Deuteronomy right around the 18th chapter where the commandment was handed down that man should no longer lay with beasts. So, you know, sex is just, it's just a pleasure thing for whoever today. It's just a pleasure thing for whoever. And when it comes to the custody deal, I have seen it with my own eyes. Guys paying child support and women in the state of Indiana, women using their children as chess pawns to get upset with the man, try to make the man catch a case. I've seen it. In fact, I've even lived through it. You know, I paid child support for my first son, and he was in college, and turns out I didn't pay $3,500 more than he was supposed to get, and I go downtown and talk about it. The first thing they tell me is, get a lawyer. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm paying this money every week, and now I got to spend $700 to get a lawyer? Why should I get a lawyer when y'all supposed to be working the books? So, you see, it should be on a case-by-case situation, and the women, as well as the men, because there are some women that are paying child support, need to have their heads together. They need to have their head together because when you lay down with somebody, you have to take in account, going right back to what the women was talking about. They wasn't women. They were little girls sitting around a table spitting game. You have to understand, you're taking a chance on making a baby or doing like Big John said, walking away with an STD. So you have to take all this in account when you're going out there playing foosball and running from nightclub to nightclub. I know about it because as a semi-professional entertainer, there was girls throwing their keys and hotel keys and panties and everything at us when we was on stage. So, you know, you have to be kind of cautious.
How did the panties
that.
Smell?
I'm going to fall out. Yeah. Yes,
how did
sir.
The panties smell?
I wasn't into the smell in the panties, but I seen them hit the stage quite a few times, as well as hotel car keys, you know, throwing them parts up there, what room they in and all of that. And you take it for showbiz. Anybody that's in the highlight of the entertainment business, they'll meet up with this girl on Monday. They'll go with her for 6 months. 8 months later, she's pregnant. 7 months after the baby's born, they can't stand each other. Women are out there pimping these guys. And some of these guys are young. Some of them ain't even 35, 40 years old. Their brain haven't matured. They out there slinging the pipe like a plumber man without thinking about the consequences. Like Magic Johnson supposed to have HIV or whatever. And you got, who's this other cat? You got this other pro ball player that's got 9 and 10 kids by 6 or 7 different women. Hey, it's out there. You just have to be cautious. Hey, I'm a knock down this Pepsi real quick.
Okay. Hey, let me ask you real quick. Hold on. Do you drink Diet Pepsi?
Thinking about drinking Diet Pepsi until I saw a news report where it said Diet Pepsi gives you cancer. And believe me, I got enough air pollution in my lungs to not worry about that.
So you said you're going to drink regular Pepsi. All right, I got you.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to let all my...
Uh-oh, I'm sorry. I had to cut him off. But I'm going to say this, though, y'all, is that, man, that's... Something Mr. DJ said really needs to be looked at. We probably talk about that on another show, but that is, he's like, they have a baby, and then months later, 7 months later, they can't stand each other. That's why we really gotta like really examine the mind and examine our mind. See, not just examine the mind of the individual that you're pursuing, but examine your mind. Be like, is this person for me? Is this person for me?
or am I being tempted by the evil seduction of my mind? See, I'm going to hit on this real quick, and I'm going to bring Dwayne back in. See, our topic tonight was, why settle for Satan when you can have God at your table? See, here's the situation. We all have a brain. And in that brain, you got good popping up, and you got evil. But at the end of the day, it's up to us to decide what happens. You can choose to lay in bed with them. You can choose to lay in bed with her. Turn that down. You can choose to lay in bed with any of them. But the choice is yours. You know what I'm saying? The choice is yours. And if you don't pay attention to the choice you're making, that could be a bad choice. So we talking about New Year's resolutions and new me, new you. I want to be able to lose these pounds by such and such date. I want to be able to meet these type of people. I want to be able to travel and do this. I want to be able to start this job. But the conflict in the mind. So that's why I asked the question, when we're examining people that we're dating, examine our mind too. Examine us too. Like, is this a good fit for me, or am I lusting? Come on now, we got to really pay attention to ourselves. Like, am I really lusting, or is this person really okay? This person really legit, or is it lust? I know a podcaster. He says this when he talked to guys that are single, living in a home with their lady. He tells them that they need to split up. Tell them they should not live together. That they should stay apart for a year, not living together, shouldn't have any sex for a year. And he tell them ultimately that, as the man, you need to start making plans to marry this woman. If that's not your plan to marry her, you don't need to be with her. Come on. We too old, we too grown for the antics of Satan. We're too grown for, you know, playing house. When can we have and allow God to be at the table? Come on now. What does that look like? Well, today I'm going to eat all this greasy food when I know I should have a salad. Because in the long scheme of things, if I eat that salad, my blood pressure is going to go down. Cholesterol count going to go down. A1C not going to be what it was. Come on! A1C is not going to be how it used to be. That's going to go down. I'm going to have more energy. That's God. That is those right there is attributes of God. Versus, I don't give a F. I want it right now. Allowing and inviting God, or, you know, whoever you call him, the universe, creator, allowing them to come in and to take you up a whole nother level. That's all I'm saying. Let me bring them back in. I don't want to hold too long. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Hey, what's up now, man? This vibe I wanted to drop your boy. Man.
I see.
Ain't he great. But yeah, man, just, you know, the biggest thing, man, you know, it ain't really nothing, you know, deep or, you know, Pelagian's theorem or nothing like that. It's just, you know, you got a plan, man. That's what life teaches you, dude. A lot of the reasons, you know, it's funny, like when we was younger, some of the things I think about, man, I really understand them differently now. Like somebody the other day, I was like, at 40, I could have really started from scratch and had everything I got right now. It was never a rush. And the things that you have attained in your brain as a man, by the time you're 35 to 40, the things that you've attained over life, your
your purpose, the money that you've accumulated over your career. If you've grasped and got a hold of disposable income, that's when you really know you're ready to do one of two things. Either you're going to be single and be a traveler and find your mate that way through your traveling, through your purpose, through how you're moving, or it's like you said, you planning for family because now you have spent enough time mastering being your first administrator. You've been paying your bills throughout your 20s, on through your late, your mid-30s, going into your 40s, all these different things. You've went through this world. There's things in our heads that we didn't have. We might have been good cats when we was younger, and we might have had an inkling of things, but we didn't know how to apply the wisdom. So now you go through experience. You've been out here working 2-3 jobs. You know how it is to hustle. All those things start building up in you as a man. So that's why it's a different thing with a man in his 20s versus a woman in her 20s. That's why in reality, the age gap dating and marriage and different things like that that people try to talk these young women off of, they're afraid of competition. That's what it really is, because
I got a question,
for the most part, that's a perfect time for them to be having their children if that's when they're going to do it. Who really is going to embrace having children over 30? You hear people that have had them that talk about that, and they in a marriage. You know, it's a tough thing to go through. If you set by a woman's side, like I have, 4 children, more children, this, that, other, you watch that process, you've been in the birthing room, it's not easy, bro. It's not easy, and you have to have the mind of a man. You can't have the mind of a female because you've been up under your mother, you're a mama's boy, all this different stuff. You one of these guys, if you are sitting around the table having the same conversations as men, now I'm going to tell you something. I've seen a lot of these gatherings, those round tables, just like Angela Yee was with all the women. I've seen those same round tables that may sprinkle 1 or 2 men in that room or one man. But it's never going to just be no full room of dudes and a man like me in a room like that. I'm saying something. I'm going, that's just me. I'm going to scrutinize everything. I'm going to push back on some things. I'm going to challenge some things because, bro, we men. We supposed to be men. That ain't how we supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? And it's nothing honorable by running around, quote unquote, sowing your royal oats. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing. It's going to get you trouble. It's going to get you trouble. And they call it a stupid tax. So the government, by the time you're standing before a judge and your relationship didn't make it, the judge don't care. He's a banker. He's a banker. So he's going to divide your assets just as he should, because the biggest thing that they've done over time always is use our women and our children as what they call spoils of war. When we take you down, we take your kingdom down, we take your women, and they're going to be ours to use how we want to use them.
Dwayne,
and
let me
a
say
lot
this.
Of these women are being used through the government, child support, food stamps, all this Section 8, this, that, other, and you think it's free, but you're paying a cost. You just don't know what it is. So, when you think about all the things that's going down that divide the so-called black family, is it really worth it? Is it really worth it? And then we sitting around talking about dudes like this around the table like that, they're nothing but, a bus for you.
Let me ask you, Dwayne, if men would stand up, and I'm going to challenge the men, would stand up and start really taking sex more serious, like no sex before marriage, no sowing royal oats, actually standing up telling other men, we must, when we get ready to have sex, we must know without a shadow of doubt, we're going to be committed to this woman. What do you think this world would look like?
I think that it would make, number one, it would make us more disciplined. You got this thing, like I was talking earlier about the quote-unquote metaverse, where everybody gets to live this cult of personality. Oh, I'm living my best life, but behind closed doors, they depressed, they sad, they everything. But they got to give you what's in the story. They got to give you this facade. They got to give you this alternate reality. It's the same thing that applies here. the thing that you want to be able to show is that you've learned something and that you've attained wisdom. And now that you have the wisdom, how do I apply it to life? As Kiki was talking about earlier about wisdom. So what it's going to do is it's going to make you disciplined as a man. By this time, like I said, you've had those 20 years from 15 to 35 to see life. It's not going to hurt you to see life, to know what the rules and the laws are in whatever state you live in or all over the world. These are the things you're going to learn when you hold out your seat. These are the things that you're going to learn when you are disciplining yourself, and you're going to be more focused on purpose. Because now, whatever your purpose is, you don't need a woman who has no problem with that purpose, bro.
Mm-hmm.
She not giving you kickback. Oh, I ain't gonna. You might get one baby out of me. You might get this. I ain't nothing coming through this. I've heard many mugs do that. Okay, you ain't it for me then, because I know I want to have an army. So you not it. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna bust you down just to say, oh, well, let me still knock her down to get a taste, but I know I ain't going to be one. No, because it could be a waste of time that's going to be damage to you like a mug if it go the wrong way. So we got to get back to, if we could say out of our mouths that we respect ourselves, we love ourselves, the first opportunity that a man has to show that he loves himself and respect himself is respect your seed before it even gets here. That means that I got a best friend, and I'm going to turn it over to Kiki or John or whoever. I got a best friend. The man is so successful now. He's got a dual doctorate. He's taking care of his parents and everybody now. He's living down there where you at and where Kiki them at. And just successful. Successful. The same guy I told you about, you know, you might want to interview at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Because he wrote the book and he got having his success and he's going on these circuits speaking.
Tell him to come through.
And when I would hear his story when we met in college, and he'd tell me, man, me and my family were so poor. And when I would go to his crib in Chicago and Joliet, man, and he lived right down the street from the little track down, the little NASCAR track right there down in Joliet. And I would go down there and I would visit him for the holidays, for Christmas, whatever. He like, man, you coming home with me for Christmas break. You coming home with me Thanksgiving break. And I would see this tiny house with all his brothers and sisters. It was a lot of them, bro. I'm like, y'all the Jackson 5 in this month. I mean, it was just a tiny house and all of them. I'm like, y'all made it in this mug all these years? And he said, brother, that's why I had to be so successful like I am, because it made me work harder. It made me plan differently. Now his children are here. His wife is here. They've been here almost 20 years together in a marriage. He planned it out because he understood, I'm not bringing my child into poverty because I know what that is. I'm not going to have to worry about check to check or bill to bill because I know what that is. This is what we got to do as men, because our rap sheet is either jail or how many baby mamas we got. A woman's rap sheet is usually you see her in a church somewhere and you look next to her, no man, no husband, but all these children. That's their rap sheet. What are we going to do about it, bro? We got to fix this because you choose to be a single parent no matter what people say. A caterpillar becomes a butterfly. You choose to be a single parent one way or another.
Same question, Kiki and John. What would this world look like if the men, we on the men's head, if the men said no sex before marriage, no sowing royal oats, and, you know, we gonna get married. You know what I'm saying? If I'm going to commit to you all the way, we're going to be married. What would this world look like? Whoever want to go.
Go ahead, Kiki.
You want to go, John, or you want me to go? Okay. So, listen, I'm going to just say this. That's a very, very good question to ask. And I will say this. I'll go back to who God presented y'all to be. God gave you the position of being a leader. And if y'all refrain from sex and all of this, what is the woman if a woman doesn't have a man saying yes?
Mm.
A disciplined man will be a disciplined woman.
Mm.
Now, real talk is we all have a responsibility. But God gave the leadership to the man.
Absolutely.
Lead as God has told you to lead and watch the world shift.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean that you all have that you have all power in your hands, because you're not God.
But God knew what he was doing when he put the man in position to be the lead. Us women have to stay in a place of having a responsibility, but understanding the responsibility of the actual woman. That means, and let me go into what I really mean by that is, as you get older, you should get wiser, but that's not totally true. But your situation in life should teach you that you don't want to keep living your life the same way you lived it before. If you're not gaining anything, if you're not growing, I know of a saying that to do the same thing, expecting a different result, is called insanity. And so we need to shift things, but I will say this, the man could shift a whole lot, but so can the woman. Because as the man shifts, we need to shift, which is where submission will come in, which is where understanding and compassion will really come in. We have it all wrong because we do everything according to our own original mindset. We don't want to change, which that's the hardest thing to do. We don't want to forgive. That's another hard thing to do. We got a lot of work out here that we have to do. And until we understand as individuals that we got work to do, we'll still keep living life the same way we live it with no good results. Therefore, our children struggle, and there is no legacy built. I'm done.
Jeez. Excellent. All right, go ahead, John.
Well, man, that's a good question, man. All I can do when I hear that question is look at the examples that I was raised with, my uncles and grandfathers, and all the things like that. Which it's a family full of stand up men, but I think as a whole, as a community, we be looking at a whole nother world right now. You know what I'm saying? We be looking at a whole nother world if we would say, hey, you know what? She looks good, but she's not the one that's gonna, come on, you know what I'm saying, be for me to build a family with. We be looking at a whole nother world. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of hard to do being a male, especially when you're a male with no guidance, and being a male of today with, like Katie said, with the metaverse and all these things that have been implemented into us and been set before us, even before we're born. You know what I'm saying? This is cool. This is not. This is cool. This is not. You know what I'm saying? And now it would be a whole nother world, because we'd have generations and generations of something different than we have today. You know what I'm saying? There would be a lot of problems that we face right now that we wouldn't have, because it would be a different family environment. It kind of makes me think of the family environment we had in the industrial times, when black folks was making their own money and they were more homeowners and things like that. We had land and stuff like that. Multiply that times three, then multiply it times five, then times 10. See, you know what I mean? Who knows where we would be, you know what I mean? It probably would have been more Oklahoma bombings than it was than just that one, because we would be on a whole different level. And but it's hard, you know what I'm saying, especially the way men are built, you know, to breed with hormones and you know, wanting a woman. That's what we're males, so that's what we do, is we breed. But when you don't have any guidance, it's like an animal, you know what I'm saying? You're just out there trying to nail whatever you smell. You know, and it's this hard. It's hard. It's just like the question of today: why sit at the table with Satan when you can sit at the table with God? Because it's easy to sit at the table with Satan. That's why. It's easy. You know what I mean? People read the scripture that says, when Jesus said, let thy will be done. That's hard. People don't understand that's hard. You know what I'm saying? He was in there. His disciples had all went to sleep. He woke them up again and said, hey, I need y'all to stay up with me. They all fell asleep. And he's thinking, I don't want to be stabbed and crucified and whipped. And I got the powers of heaven. Can I think of a plan to get out of this? You know what I'm saying? Why do I have to, why did you have me here to do this? These people don't, half of them don't even, they don't even, but he was thinking all of this until he prayed to his heavenly father and said, and he got that strength from him and said, you know what? Let thy will be done. That's hard. And it's just like in everything we do, you know what I'm saying? It's hard for me to drop down and do 5 push-ups now.
Come on.
My body and my mind are saying, no, that's going to hurt. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Now, I can go out and play 2 games of full court basketball because that's what I like doing. Mm-hmm. Am I going to be sore the day after? A little bit, but I'm going to feel good. By that 3rd or 4th day, I know my whole body going to lock up, but I don't care because I'm doing what I want to do. You know what I'm saying? Versus going in the gym and doing some other hard stuff that I don't want to do. Satan's going to say, don't do that. That's going to, you know, your ankle was hurting the other day. Your foot ain't right. Just go do something else. Play some basketball or do something else that's not going to be, because it's hard. You know what I'm saying? That dude I be listening to, Eric Thomas, he said, go through a little pain. It's not going to kill you. Mm-hmm. Go through it.
Right.
He said, because on the other side of that pain is your glory. And I thought about that. You know what I'm saying? When you talk about in a biblical sense, once Jesus went through that other side of his pain, on the other side was him rising, was his glory. So on the other side of that pain is the glory. But you got to go through it. You know what I'm saying? So if we were to stand up and say, hey, you know what? I know this is the way the world is, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to wait till I find the one. We would be living in a totally different world, especially as African Americans. We'd be living in a totally different world.
Man, I want to say this real quick to Kiki. Kiki just said, she just said something that made me, really, really made me think. You a real one, Kiki. You want to know why? I said that I was going in on the men's head. You still said we got to bring the women in there too. And I just wanted to hop on the men because as a man, we the gatekeepers. You know what I'm saying? We what you said, the head of the household. And I believe that the responsibility really lie on us. Is that we set the tone, we set the standard for all of this. And I totally believe that, like with the women, talking about Applebee's. Come on. I totally believe that if we had all these men, if we had all, I'm talking about men, not no beta male, not no simp, not no coward. We talking about a man. When they approach these women, let them know that no, we ain't doing no Benihanas. We gonna do this, or if not, there ain't gonna be nothing at all. I believe that these women wouldn't even have that podcast talking about no, I'm not a 2 for $20 type chick. I believe that there wouldn't have been a room full of women talking about, well, I was getting ready to bust, but he got thirsty. Come on. That wouldn't even happen. You would, like Kiki, John, and Dwayne said, you would have a totally different reality when it came down to the dating and relationship scene of today. We're going to go ahead and close out. All right, go ahead.
Really quick, what you have to understand is that... For some people, I believe that when you're having conversation, if you're having conversation full throttle with all women and no men are available, no real men available in the conversation, then you kind of miss out on some things. Listen, I don't know if God is changing me or what, but I will say this. Conversations with women, there's a whole lot of, which I'll use this word, capping. Because when a woman speaks to a man who is a real man,
come on,
she's gonna go wherever he takes her.
Come on.
It depends on how the man is going to show up. You cannot tell me that if attractive man comes, he's saying all the right things, he's making you feel good, but his decision is, well, we're going to go to Applebee's and we just going to go to Applebee's. Listen, you're not fooling nobody. Well, you might be fooling somebody, but you ain't fooling me. So I'm going to say this. We need to stop and sit down because, and we need to sit down and what they say have several seats.
Right.
Because the thing is this, how you carry yourself will tell everything about what a man's going to do.
Come on.
You don't have to talk it. You don't have to say it. All you got to do is walk, and all you got to do is walk and prove yourself to be a queen.
Come on.
And watch what the man, I'm speaking of real men, watch what a man will do. Quit talking about you ain't no 2 for 20 when you might be. Because you might have a 2 for 20 mindset. And the man done picked up on this, so he gonna take you right to Applebee's because you couldn't keep your mouth shut. Listen, stop playing out here in the street. It is 2022. Another 20 years running your mouth. No, it's not going to work for you. I tell you what, the next time a man asks you something, just be quiet and say, just do this. I challenge everyone. The next time a man asks you on a date, just do this. Say, I really don't care where we go. Watch where he takes you. And when he gets done taking you where he takes you, then you decide if you're going to pick another date.
He might take it to the gas station for some Charlie Biggs.
You ain't got to come with the action.
I ain't even trying to count. But back in the day, Charlie Biggs fried chicken with that barbecue sauce.
Kiki, we gonna have a segment.
Wait a minute. Who's putting up here one question? Why do they have to be attracted?
That would be me.
That's
BZNZ talk. That would be me. So I'm going to ask Mark the reason why. Because
okay,
he said,
so what I'm saying is,
he said an attractive man.
He doesn't have to be attractive in the physical sense, but he has to be attractive enough for her, what she prefers. And when she's dealing with a man that she prefers, trust me, a whole lot of that 2 for 20 ain't going to matter. He done got the legs wide open and didn't even take you out on a date.
See, thing is, what I didn't experience with me is that
I'm done.
I had chicks that told me I wasn't attracted to them, but when that confidence of a lion sat in on them, hey, attractiveness came. So that's what I'm saying. I'm like, he even got to be attractive. If he just a man that's confident as a man, hey, that woman, she going to be like, ooh, okay, you know what, he got 2 chins, but you know what, that 2 chins has moved into 1 chin. Now, I can see 1 chin on him. He's looking really nice. That turtleneck is not so tight no more around his neck. That is really attractive to me. See, stuff like that will begin to happen, fellas.
But confidence is an attraction, though. For some women, if you come to a situation or whatever, confident in who you are, you don't have to be the greatest looking man. Sometimes a woman will take that, your confidence. But for some women, for real women, your mindset is going to push them in, man. I'm telling you, this is just game. I'm just saying.
Game.
Mindset is going to set everything straight. Real mindset. I'm not talking about talking game. I'm talking about when your mindset goes with your confidence and all the extra stuff. And I'm not talking about I'm taking money out of it, because when you meet a real woman, she doesn't care about your money.
Come on.
She doesn't care about your money and what you make, because some real women will take you in when you don't have a job.
She don't care about your dick size either.
She'll push you to get one. Talking about real women that have a loyal. I am talking about a specific woman that don't care nothing about your money.
Well, I'm saying what I just said.
I'm saying women want security, though, Kiki. I know
oh, yeah.
you want security. That's going to come with
yes,
money.
Yes, but I tell you what. You do want security. You do. But what I'm saying is, and let me bring it back. Let me be more specific. For me, I would love security. But if I'm dealing with a man with a nice king like mindset, and I can pick up on certain things. Spiritually, I'm given that. So you're not just running one by me. But what I will say is this, the mindset of a man, when a man can sit down and he's compassionate, and he's trying to understand who you are, trying to understand that, oh, she don't like that because I can tell by her facial expression. Those little things, I told y'all this a couple of weeks ago, those little things that a man pays attention to, that's beginning to understand you. And mindset off top is going to be sex any day. It's going to be money any day. And yes, you want stability. But the thing is, you don't find too many good men out here with a nice mindset that's really going to do what he say. His word ain't nothing. He wants to hit it before time. And I get the physical attraction. But it's beyond that. Sex is overrated.
Okay.
And we lay down and we have sex and we done intertwine all they baggage with our baggage.
Come on.
And guess what? Baggage and baggage is not going to mix.
Peace.
You ain't let stuff go. You ain't healed from stuff.
Peace.
Yes, you want to have sex.
Peace.
It's overrated. Stop it.
Teach.
Appreciate that sex.
Oh, I was going to throw this in there too for you, Kiki, when you was like confidence trump a lot of stuff. Hey. I don't know if this is true or not, but, hey, even if he got a small penis, hey, she's still going to be like, hey, I love you.
Now, do you want me to respond to that?
I'm just saying, while you were talking about, you know, confidence, hey, what about that, Kiki?
Hey.
What about that, Kiki, a little one?
You'd have hit a...
Okay, right, no, right. Because that's not true, because even though you may have a small package,
See, look at it.
I will hope that don't nobody have a small.
See?
But just in case you do, there are other areas in which you can
compensate.
Do what you do, I guess.
What'd that mouth do?
I don't know what the mouth do. I don't know what it do.
All right, we're gonna wrap this thing up. Let me go to the phone line real quick. Yo, D, come through. Your mic is open, D. Come through. I know you got to hear me. D. Oh, yeah, that Pepsi got him choked up over there. That's probably
what
he's
trying to see what Kiki would have had his picnic at.
What picnic?
What picnic?
Since you was talking about that day stuff, talking about it don't matter, well, what a picnic going to be at?
Oh, well, I'm just saying, like, is that, like, are you asking me?
They don't know nothing about no picnic.
You actually want an answer?
Because
I could do a picnic all day.
Ooh, first date? Ooh, we doing a first date on the show. Go ahead. He gonna pack a bottle of Chardonnay. He gonna have some bologna sandwiches, some Ruffles, and maybe a slice of cheesecake, perhaps. Do you eat that? Kiki, do you eat that?
Can we fry the bologna at least?
Oh, she on the fried
most,
bologna.
Most
okay.
Definitely.
Okay. She said she on the fried bologna specifically.
Dwayne is just talking silly. Don't y'all breathe into that. Don't even breathe into it.
You know what? I'm going to say this. I remember the lion ain't dead. He can't be dead.
D,
pick up the phone. It's the 317-726 number. I got your line open right now. That line shouldn't be dead. That line shouldn't be dead.
John,
be quiet.
That line
shouldn't be dead.
John crazy, man.
That line shouldn't be dead, D.
I thought that was deep
for real.
I ain't
say nothing. All right, well, they line might be dead. But no, I was going to say, couple years ago, I posted that question up on my page. Oh, there you go. Go ahead.
D, go ahead.
I don't know. Maybe they're having trouble. But no, I was going to say, I posted about a few years ago. I said, ladies, if you went on a date with a man and he had a picnic and he had bologna sandwich, some corn chips, and sweet tea, would you go? A whole bunch of women talking about, hell no. I don't eat no bologna. That's got a lot of sodium. I'm not eating no corn chips and sweet tea. You trying to give me diabetes? And I'm like, man, stop acting brand new like we didn't grow up in the hood eating bologna, corn chips. Matter of fact, we used to eat all this from Aldi. So,
right.
Come on, man. Come back to this brand new.
I know he
ain't
say that.
Exactly. Oscar Mayer. But I remember that. He's like, no, I'm not eating this. Da, 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 da.
Man, I used to smash some Doritos in that shit, that sandwich, boy. Smacking, boy.
I mean, we ate all kind of stuff when we were kids. And I'm just talking about, like, for a situation where a person may not have. All
right, is you there?
But, oh, there you go. There you go. He's back. Go ahead, D.
All right, there, boss man. What you want me to holler about? Kiki it out and picking the guy he cooked up on that day. They going to have wheat bread, fried bologna, and toe jam, right?
Hey, man. Y'all got a good show tonight. I like it, man. It's very sensible, you know, and you guys is hitting points. And I'm kind of surprised. Kiki actually gave the guys a pat on the back. And that's when the men are the leaders. After all of that hollering and screaming last year, golly.
Hey, it's a new year. We turning off a new leader.
I guess it is true. A new year and a new you. Big John, hey, you my man, Big John. Hang in there, King. Hey, King Dwayne, here's what we got to do. Let us all kneel and pray for Brother Toby to get that green card.
Yes,
he will.
Hey, man, y'all got a great show, man. I can't wait for that preacher to get here next week because I got some questions for him.
Right.
I got questions for that preacher next week. Ebony, keep watching, girl, and get your buddies to tune in to the show. Better yet, get them to subscribe. I'll catch up with y'all next week.
All right, okay, appreciate it, D. Appreciate it. Hey, I'm glad you just said that, D. Please, ladies and gentlemen, if you still watching, please go ahead and hit that subscribe button if you're on YouTube. Hit it. We're in a campaign to push to get 1,000 subscribers. We're in that campaign to push to get 1,000. Please, thank you very much. And like you said, next Thursday we're gonna have I think he actually is a bishop. This young man is 34 years old. He a bishop-elect, Pastor Antoine Howard. We'll be in the building with us, and we're gonna get this church conversation flowing because, I don't know, here in Indianapolis, I'm not in Indianapolis, but in Indianapolis, there's a lot of preachers that's whispering saying that your boy is trying to set them up. And I know that's far from the truth because why would I set up any pastor to have a conversation about the church when I live in the same city you pastor, meaning that when I cross, we got to cross paths with each other. So why would I do that? So you know, right. that's not it, man. Shout out to Ebony, man, co-worker Ebony. Shout out to her. appreciate you coming through tonight. I'll holler at you tomorrow on the job. I already know you got a lot to say. I'll holler at you on the job tomorrow. But we're gonna wrap this up. Go around the table. Let's hear from my boy King Dwayne.
Wait, let me go first because I'm on 12%.
Oh, yeah, all right, go ahead, John.
No, I ain't got much to say, man. Great show. Got a lot out from everybody, man. Y'all know the deal, man. Hit that Cash App so we can keep it popping. Get you some merch.
Yes,
you know
sir.
What I'm saying? We got the BGNZ t-shirts. You know what I'm saying? All that's coming out. And like Pat said, we trying to get to 1,000 subscribers. We on YouTube. We on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you don't want to call in, hit the chat room, man, because we want to see what you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? And we read off those stuff, those comments.